So the run game, you think it's making more progress? You're happy with what you saw on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, what you saw on Sunday too is we did a better job of having consistent runs, less negative runs. It was good to see with both not only Darren but Goody to share the wealth a little bit in the run game. I was pleased with Winooski's performance, and certainly just with him and Willie just getting more reps in our offense. You're hoping to get that kind of continuity and that progression in success, and that's worked out well the last couple of weeks.
Jacksonville defense, how would you describe them?
Kind of a bend but don't break. They'll play wide ends and try to funnel everything inside. They've they're missing their number one linebacker, Darryl Smith, who's coming off the injury, who I understand is practicing this week. But they fly to the ball. They do a good job in disguising their coverages. They're simplistic, but they play very fast.
Goodson, what does he do well? What's he done well so far to kind of get some big plays for you guys?
He's actually caught a couple good breaks in the screen game. We got a perfect defense for that screen he caught down our near sideline with an overload blitz. So he's done well in the pass game, taking advantage of a couple screen plays. And then he hit a big outside zone for us. I think it was that second to last drive when we were in a backed up situation, and did a good job of creating a seam for himself and made that safety miss in the open field.
So. Carson's immediate reaction after the Samuel.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad you brought that up because I told the group on Monday, and it started with him, how proud we are as coaches, because that's probably the toughest scenario you can put an offense through, and that's to turn the ball over on the road against an undefeated team and still come back and tie the game with less than 3 minutes. His initial reaction, to answer your question, was, all right, it's over with. And a phrase we use, short-term memory, he applied it. Made a mistake, didn't want to dwell on it, wanted to get ready for the two-minute offense because we're going to get the ball back. And so he did a great job rallying the troops, let it go, and then afterwards, obviously, he took full credit for it, and that's the stand-up guy that he is.
So at that point, there's not even a single argue. This is how you made the mistake. He already knew.
Yeah, you don't even dwell on it because there's going to be a PAT and a kickoff, and you go right now and, okay, here's what we're going to have to do now in 2 minutes to get the ball down the field. We start talking about our two-minute offense.
Denari's more now pretty much fully back.
Yeah, that play he made after the catch was nice to see how he made the one guy miss, and then Brandon Myers had did a great job making a block down the field. That showed me a little explosion and yak after contact, and so you could see some of the separation in his route showing out that he's getting back. He's not quite 100%, but he's getting back close to it.
How about just the chemistry with him and Carson is now getting to work with each other?
Yeah, and working through the routes and working through the different coverage looks. You can see it's showing up in practice, and it carried over in this last week's game.
Second half, Greg, you got after the offensive line pretty good.
I heard I got a little animated there.
Pretty interesting. Was that more getting on them for mental errors, physical errors?
I believe it followed two holding calls and a hit on the quarterback in succession. And we always preach about, you know, let's not allow our own mistakes to slow us down. You know, maybe if it's they have a new unique blitz or a unique defensive look and they got a good look, it happens every now and then, that's one thing. But when we self-inflict wounds and put ourselves in long-distance situations, we got to correct that right now. And they responded real well because think about what they had to do after that was going on in the middle of the fourth quarter. We actually put two nice drives together in a situation where the defense knew we're going to throw the ball. And they protected the quarterback very well. And that's tough against John Abraham and Ray Edwards on the other side. So I was very happy to see how they responded.
Carson was talking about your knack for calling the screen passes at just the right time, kind of catch the defense unsuspecting. Is that something that you've done for a long time that you picked up from someone else coming up?
I got to give credit to the players. They're executing at a high level in that area of the game. They've done a fine job as far as the timing of the screen with the linemen, with the back showing the pass protection before releasing or the tight ends. But it's something that I believed in as far as a changeup to help offset a pass rush. And, mm-hmm. and for us this year, it's been pretty effective.
But how do you find that just right time?
Yeah, it's a good, it's a feel thing. I can't say there's a certain down and distance or a certain time, but we put enough in the game plan that we feel comfortable that we can pull from based on the looks we're seeing from a certain team. You know, are they maybe this end's a fast pass rusher and he's not playing the screen at all, or maybe a play fake's better screen than just drop back screen. We'll look into those tendencies. We have enough in the game plan that we can pull which one might be working best based on what we're seeing the defense do.
Will Willie Smith be the better for the facing guys like
No doubt. think what he went through. He went through a crash course. He jumps in here week two, you know, of the regular season, start playing and gets live reps with our first group, and then has to go against that opponent. You know, those types of opponents early on, that's tough. You saw what they did on Monday night. I mean, that's an elite two pass rushers you got off the edges. And he learned from that, and it showed up in handling Abraham. Now, Abraham still had his couple good plays, but that's, you know, the elite sack rushers we're going to get around then. But I really felt Willie improved his game as the game progressed in this in this last game.
You see the sacks, but his game was stronger than Denver.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt.
Some analysts said you guys ran more power Sunday. How much of the run scheme did you guys change at all over the bye week?
We did some more one-back power, and we emphasized a little different. Instead of wide zone, we did some tight zone as change-ups. But it was still a pretty good mix. Right after the 35 or 33 rushes, it was a pretty good mix of both. You know, keep in mind, too, this is really the first game we've had a chance to keep the run game going throughout the four quarters. So it gave us a lot more opportunities to use the whole run game package, and that helped, you know, keep the defense honest. All right.
Thank you.
Quiet on the left side.